you've got to feel good about seeing that pass and the governor soon to sign it.
Yes, it was a good bill to get off the floor the first week of session. Usually those types of issues linger around for a while, but we've been working for several years now on that initiative, and we've got a good comprehensive water policy bill.
You know, it's a case of a long time coming. It took a lot of work to put that together, didn't it?
It did, and it was a collective effort by, you know, industry and outside groups, as well as members that had a seat at the table. So good opportunity to have a good member-driven bill that went to the governor.
I know there's various issues of interest to agriculture in this year's session, too. Kind of look at the session for agriculture. What do you see forthcoming?
Well, obviously, the water bill was, you know, the biggest issue that we had on the table. Now, you know, there's some opportunities for some funding opportunities, whether it's tax credits or other opportunities like the cattlemen are fighting for with regard to the beef teaching unit and making sure that those resources are there to make sure that we have a viable opportunity for the industry moving forward. And there's, you know, there's going to be other opportunities that come forward that from members across the legislature. But most importantly, it's about ag awareness and making sure individuals around the state know that, you know, there's somebody out there working hard every day to put this product on their table.
You feel good about this year's session?
Yes, sir. I do. I feel good. We've started off well. We're a week and a half into it, so a lot of work to do, and you know, some work with our Senate partners to come to a, you know, agreement on a balanced budget. The one thing that we're here to do and make sure that we get done. But we have that opportunity coming forward, and we're looking forward to working with our Senate partners to do that.